Sadhana. The higher possibilities of life are housed in the human body. The physical body is a platform for all possibilities from the gross to the sacred. You can perform simple acts of eating, sleeping, and sex as acts of grossness, or you can bring a certain dimension of sanctity to all these aspects. This sanctity can be achieved by bringing subtler thought, emotion, and intention into these acts. Above all, remember, the grossness and sanctity of something is largely decided by your unwillingness and unconsciousness, or your willingness and consciousness. Every breath, every step, every simple act, thought, and emotion can acquire the stance of the sacred if conducted recognizing the sanctity of the other involved, whether a person or a foodstuff or an object that you use. Of all the loving acts the two human beings are capable of, the simple act of holding hands can often become the most intimate. Why is this so? Basically, because the nature of the hands and feet is such, the energy system finds expression in these two parts of the body in a very singular way. Two palms coming together have far more intimacy than the contact between any other parts of the body. You can try this with yourself. You don't even need a partner. When you put your hands together, the two energy dimensions within you, right, left, masculine, feminine, solar, lunar, yin, yang, Shiva, Shakti, are linked in a certain way, and you begin to experience a sense of unity within yourself. This is the logic of the traditional Indian namaskar. It is a means of harmonizing the system. So the simplest way to experience a state of union is to try this simple namaskar yoga. Put your hands together. Pay loving attention to any object you use or consume or any form of life that you encounter. When you bring this sense of awareness into every simple act, your experience of life will never be the same again. There is even a possibility that if you put your hands together, you could unite the world. Hormonal hijack. I was once asked, isn't it strange that people are more obsessed with sex than any other physical urge? Nothing strange about it. It is just the hormonal hijack we talked about earlier. In any case, sex is not the most powerful urge. Hunger is. Most of the time, thinking about sex is just compulsive behavior. When you were a child, it did not matter what reproductive organ someone had. The moment hormones started playing with you, you could not think of the world beyond that. You will see that after a certain age, when the play of hormones subsides, once again it will not matter. You will look back and not believe you were the one obsessing about it. There is nothing wrong with the body. It is just limited. Nothing wrong with being limited either. If you go by the way of the body, some pleasure may come to you. It is not a crime to want to be limited, but you will live a life unfulfilled. Let us say tomorrow, I grant you a boon and all the women or men in the world are lusting after you. You will find that you are still not satisfied. A little bit of pleasure and pain will happen, but you will only live within the sphere of the body. The body knows only survival and procreation. It is walking straight to the grave every moment, nowhere else. Your body is just a loan from this planet. What you call death is just Mother Earth reclaiming the loan that she offered to you. All life on the planet is just a recycle of the Earth. You may think right now you are going to your office, home or football match, but as far as your body is concerned, it is going moment by moment straight toward the grave. Right now, you may have forgotten, but slowly as time passes, it will become more apparent that this is the nature of the body. If all that you have known is body, anyway you are going to lose it, anxiety and fear will be your constant companions. People are even beginning to think that fear is a natural part of their existence. No. Fear is a result of incompleteness of your existence. If you have not explored life in its magnitude and multidimensionality, but have limited yourself to the physical body, fear is a natural consequence. Ever heard of George Best? He was one of the greatest footballers of his time in England. He was determined to make the most of his life in the way he knew best. Media described him as having every popular film star and fashion model on his arm at some time or the other. But by the time he reached the age of 35, he was a broken, miserable, frustrated man. By the age of 59, he was dead. Death is not the issue, but the way you live is the issue. George Best supposedly had it all, but he lived a terrible life. This is because the way of the physical is circumscribed. The body has only so much of a role to play in your life. If you try to stretch it to all of your life, you will suffer because you are trying to create a falsehood. Life has a million ingenious ways to bend you, break you, knead you, and grind you. Nothing wrong with your hormones, but once you live a compulsive life, you are living a life of a slave. Everything may be going on fine with your life, your business, family, relationships, but slowly, as different kinds of compulsions take over, you grow more and more miserable. There is something within you that is unwilling to be a slave. For many, the pursuit of wealth and physical well-being drives them to increasingly desperate actions. If you look under the veneer of civilization, you will uncover the most abominable forms of abuse. We are not even sparing our own children. These are the consequences of not attending to all the dimensions of the human being and limiting ourselves to the narrow realm of the physical. Today, in attempting to fetishize the body, people are creating untold suffering. You cannot think of a better arrangement materially in terms of health care, insurance, cars. You have more comforts and conveniences than any previous generation, but people are suffering immensely. In affluent societies, almost every fifth person is on some kind of medication just to maintain mental balance. When you have to take a tablet every day to remain sane, this is not joyfulness. You are on the verge of breaking down because you have made a small aspect of your life the whole of your life. Mortality and profundity. Only when you recognize your mortal nature do you want to know what more there is to life. It is then that spiritual process opens up. Once it happened, two men over 80 years of age met. One recognized the other and said, "Did you fight in World War II?" The other man said, "Yes." The first asked him where and in which battalion. The other man told him. The first exclaimed, "Oh my God, don't you recognize me? We were in the same foxhole." Oh, they hit it off. They talked and talked. All that they had actually seen was about 40 minutes of intense combat situation. But they talked about every bullet that went by, zing, zing, just missing them by inches. They spoke for over 4 hours about those 40 minutes. When they had exhausted everything that they could say about that time, one asked the other, "What have you been doing since the war?" "Oh, for the past 60 years, I've just been a salesman." Those 40 minutes had come to define their lives, because their mortality was dangling in front of them at every moment. In battle, they had forged a bond that was profound. Beyond that, this man's life could be summed up in a single sentence: he was just a salesman. You discover an indescribable profundity within yourself when you realize your mortal nature. If you have not realized your eternal nature, you must at least realize your mortal nature. Death is not the end of life. Death is simply the end of the body. If you have lived with a very deep identification with the physical, the more you will struggle with death, because death marks the end of the body. Only when you confront your mortality, the potential but inevitable termination of your physical form, does the longing to go beyond become genuine.